And we're back. This is Franco, joined by my friend Naven.
Yo.
And it's time for Binge Worthy. This week, we've decided to go with Game of Thrones. This is one of those shows that you're going to have to go either on HBO or on the HBO app or wherever to find it. But it's a one-hour show. It's a drama, fantasy type deal. It is...
It's a medieval fantasy.
Yeah. Right. And it's
about like a bunch of powerful families
and
trying
kings
to gain,
and lords and...
Yeah, trying to gain control of the kingdom.
Right. It is like the medieval version of The Sopranos. It has a very mafia-esque feel to it, I've noticed. Or even House of Cards, I would suppose. There's a lot of scheming involved.
It's true.
All right. So basically...
The series, there's four families. The Lannisters.
The Starks.
The Starks. The Targaryens.
The Baratheons. Because, you know, the...
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So the Baratheons. So then you have those, like, those are the four major players, families. They have other, you know...
There are some other families, but those are the four that are fighting. And everyone else is their allies, basically.
Right. And it'll take hours to describe, to explain which family does what and this and the other. So we're going to skip all that. We're going to get to the good stuff. We're going to remain spoiler free. It is in its sixth season right now. It starts, I believe, April 24th.
Yeah.
Is when the season six comes out. So we're giving you enough notice so you can catch up, because for, without spoiling anything, though, there's a lot of shocking moments. In the sense that, you know, maybe don't get too attached to any one particular character. Because any character could just go.
Right. It's good in that sense. But I found, like, as the series kept going, like, I got really sort of annoyed. Because, like, because you inevitably, like, get attached to characters in a show that you're watching.
Right.
So, like, in this show, a lot of people... You can always expect the unexpected in terms of characters, and, you know, all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, this is a fan favorite, whack, and that person's dead or something like that.
Yeah.
But, like, for me, the first couple of seasons, it was like, oh, wow, that's crazy. And then, like, when it legitimately happens in, like, every season that someone that you really like is gonna die, it made the show for me less entertaining, because... Now it's like you root for a person, and then when that person dies, you're like, I don't care about any of these other people. Or you care about like three people, and then all three of them die, and you're in the seventh season. You're like, oh crap! Now yeah. Who am I gonna root for? Yeah. I don't care about the rest of these people.
There was several times where I'm done with the show. But then like they pick up again, and then you get sort of interested in these other characters, and then you get really. I mean, these aren't characters that. Just suddenly appear. These characters have been there pretty much the entire time, but because, you know, they weren't like the most forward or people that pushed into the forefront, you didn't really notice them, or you didn't think too much of them, but they get kind of pushed into the limelight after this fallout of different events throughout the show.
But my thing is, like, right now, and I've seen all the seasons, and so is Franco, but I can legitimately tell you that there are two characters that I want to see what happens to them, but am I excited about the new season coming out? No.
No. Actually, I'm excited about it. There's the few things that I'm actually trying to see how it plays out.
Like, when I watch it, I don't watch it live. I always watch it, like, on demand later on. Just because watching everyone else, like, all the other people that I don't care about that is trying... And it's, like, other stuff to me. For me, it's those other people are, like, stuff that move the plot along. Yeah. I just want to see what happens with the two characters that I'm invested in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Like, I don't... really, like, the universe as a whole, I don't care about everyone in it.
Right.
So, I legitimately, like, don't care to, like, I want to see it, but I like watching it either on fast forward or if, like, fast forward through the scenes that I don't want to know, or if I want, like, to hear about what's happening in the plot,
mm-hmm.
this gives me like a chance to like check my email when those other scenes are on with the characters that I don't care about.
Way to sell it. But yeah, you do get bogged down. You do get bogged down with a lot of the minutiae that they present. There is a lot of petty stuff that is, you know, it's interesting, but it isn't important in the grand scheme of things, the grand overall arc that's been carried over throughout the seasons. I would, in the other, in previous binge-worthy videos, we kind of describe each character. It's kind of hard to describe anybody in this show because they may not last long enough for you to get attached to them.
And not just that, but if you sort of describe the characters,
you give away plot points too.
You really do, yeah.
Yeah, so the only thing I can say, the grand scheme of things is something happens to the king. And there become this whole battle or game of thrones, as it is, as it were.
There's a battle for power for the rightful ruler of Westeros. Is the name of the land,
right? And while this whole infighting between the families is going on, and everybody's trying to outdo each other and trying to grab the throne, there's this bigger danger that's happening. That's kind of like threatening to over-encompass or pretty much squash everything that everybody's been fighting for, and everybody's oblivious to this, with the exception of a select few that are kind of in charge of overlooking this. And if that sounds extremely vague, it's meant to on purpose.
We're trying to keep us.
We're trying to keep, because despite all of the downfalls of the show, there's a lot of payoff, and every season has a lot of moments where there's payoff, and there's a lot of shows that kind of try to imitate what Game of Thrones does, namely like Walking Dead tries to do similar things, but because it's on HBO, they don't pull any punches, so there is...
Do you mean that by like killing off characters? But
killing off characters and how far they take certain dark elements of it, like of like human nature, how really shitty people can be. They kind of, you know, touch upon it on Walking Dead, but they really go full throttle on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's like that power and corruption, level 1000.
And not only that, but it's sort of like you could also mirror that a lot to what's happening in the real world. And, you know, the power plays and stuff like that. And if you've seen House of Cards based off our previous recommendation, you kind of get a sense of it.
For me, Game of Thrones is... I like Game of Thrones. Like, I think there was... I want to say like the third season I really got into, like around like the third or fourth season, I think I really, really got into. But like I said, they keep
there's a lot
killing
of
off people. Yeah. So it was really hard for me to like continue to like the show as much as I did. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fanboy. There's no Game of Thrones swag in my house or anything. No. I'm not going to run out and buy anything. The show itself is actually really good in the aspects that Frank was mentioning earlier. It's just, I'm not a huge fan of it anymore.
Get ready to be emotionally shaken is the best thing I can say about it. If you're somewhat of a masochist, this is the show for you.
This is the show for you for sure.
Really, because you get hit over the head several times per season. And you kind of question yourself, why do I keep watching this if they keep doing this
to
me?
That happened to me like a few times. I think that's why I am where I am right now.
From season one. So it's like from the first season, it takes a few episodes for you to really get into it.
And
you kind of, they kind of had to do that because there's so much history or this isn't a brand new world. It doesn't really mirror anything that you've seen before. It's sort of like Lord of the Rings. If they got a little bit more political about it, and it kind of have to get a sense of where the people live in, as opposed to something you kind of get injected and you start off going 100 miles an hour. You have to know what's going on in order for you to kind of care what happens later on. And I think that's what they do well, that the things that happen become so much more impactful because of this history or this attachment that you get throughout the episode.
Yeah, and like I said, I think you'll enjoy the series for sure. Some people are like super fans of it and they can't wait to see what happens next. They can't wait for the new season to come out.
Yeah.
I am curious, but am I going to be in front of my TV on April 24th, like with a bag of popcorn? Probably not.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to sit there because I've already invested 5 seasons into the show. So I'm going to sit there on day one. And I mean, it's definitely not a bad show. It's definitely something worth watching and investing 5 seasons worth of time on.
That's true. It's not a bad show. Yeah, I am just burnt out.
Yeah, we're at a point where we're emotionally exhausted about all the stuff that's going on in the show, to the point where it's like, it's an abusive relationship. That's what it is. It's like, I love her, but why do I stay with her? Because she keeps beating me up, that sort of thing.
Right. And unlike other people, I think I am transitioning out of this relationship.
it's a battered viewer syndrome. It's what he has.
For me, I think it's going to end up being more like, oh, yo, what happened with, you know, X character today? Or what happened with Y character today? Instead of me actually investing my time to continue to watch them.
Yeah.
Because I know that they've legitimately killed off everyone that I've liked so far. So, I mean,
there's still a few that I'm still.
There's legitimately 2 people that I care about.
No, I'm rooting for maybe 3 or 4 people still.
Okay.
So yeah, so.
Well, you've still got a horse in the race. I really.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you for joining us on this trip in through our masochistic fantasies out here, but
welcome to the most vague and utterly unnecessary review you've heard.
Yep. And thanks everybody for watching. Please comment below to see if you've seen Game of Thrones and what you thought about it. Also, if you have any recommendations for next week, let us know in the comments below as well. And thanks everybody for watching. Please like and subscribe. And on that note, we're out of here.